Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump into the podcast, I'd like to give a couple shout-outs to our sponsors. But before that, hey, go leave a five-star review wherever you listen to podcasts, or if it's iTunes or something. We'd love those five-star reviews. Go over and leave those. They help so much, and that's why we're able to keep this podcast free at this point. Also, go over and check out our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. That phone me and I'll tell you how great it is. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Right now, we're running a quarterly membership, which I think is unique. But what I think makes our membership unique is it's run by me. It's run by someone that's been there, it coaches every day, 24/7, in the gym, dealing with the parents, all that. Not run by a college coach, not run by a big conglomerate. It's me. And I think it's like if you need help on a Tuesday in February, I'll be there to help you. So come over and check out teachhoops.com. It is the one-stop shop, and our roadmap is second to none. It will walk you through the steps you need to put rings on the finger and pictures on the wall. So let's head off to the podcast. I am going to be talking about the difference between being a competitor and working hard. I think these are two very interesting things, and they are close cousins, like the cousins you see at Thanksgiving, but they are different. And I think players sometimes have a hard time knowing the difference between working hard and being competitive. And we'll talk later in some other episodes and things a little bit later on about the difference between and how important it is to be competitive in your practices. But let me talk about a difference between a competitor and someone that works hard. Somebody that is a competitor takes a small action to gain an advantage. That is a competitor. So you can have a kid come to practice and they can literally give you everything they want and they're going 100%, and maybe you're seeing them going 100% and they're going 100%. That's great. But are they being competitors? Just because I might, I might dive after a loose ball, right? But I might not get to that loose ball if someone's faster, if they're quicker, if they're closer, if they're, you know, they have some sort of advantage. However, if I take an action where maybe I change my angle or I take one step and dive on the ball or something like that, I have become a competitor because I have made that small pivot, that small advantage to make myself be able to get that loose ball. Rebounding is another great example of that. You know, if I'm going up against LeBron, first of all, I probably need a Mack truck to box him out. But if the two of us are going up for a rebound, I can work as hard as I want. I'm never going to get that rebound. However, if I'm a competitor, I might try to get some sort of small advantage, like a jumping machine or something that would make me, or a strength machine that would make me as strong as LeBron. But I would do something to give myself a small advantage. So if I'm going against someone, you know, maybe close to my talent, you know, maybe I'm pushing them, you know, I'm slowing them down. You know, I'm looking for them and making contact. I'm putting that forearm out, or I'm getting a low box out, something. I'm doing something to get a small advantage. because that is what a competitor does. Just because I'm working hard and as soon as the ball goes up, I run as hard as I can, or I try to go get that ball with every bit of my might. I'm working hard, but I'm not being a competitor. So a competitor takes that small action, that small thing that gains them an advantage. And I think that's important for you to show to your players and tell them that there is a difference between working hard and being competitive. And like I said, we'll do some more deep dives into what being competitive is and how we can set up our practices and do all that. I hope you're enjoying this. Make sure if you want to hear more, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you want to hear other podcasts, go over and check out High School Hoops and Teacher Side Gig by Coach Collins. And subscribe, like, review all of them. 5-star reviews would be nice. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.